This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, intuition. As a shamanic intuitive, I really am working on honing into the intuitive process and inspiring the people that cross my path to tune into theirs. And my guest today, Lisa Kay. Oh my God, I really have to read her official bio for a second, because when I look at it, I got chills from head to toe. I just thought it was so cool. So it says, Lisa holds degrees in electrical engineering from Columbia University, psychobiology from the State University of New York, and a PhD from the University of Metaphysical Sciences. Okay, here we have an electrical engineer going to metaphysical sciences and writing, speaking, teaching, and leading the world on the intuitive process. I love it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So welcome to Soulful Living, Lisa.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Oh, good. Well, I saw that part of your bio and I got chills from head to toe. And I just thought, that is super cool. Not just because it's super cool, but also because you are a woman and you're leading the cause on stepping into our intuitive process. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's give the listeners your thoughts on intuition.
Well, intuition, I always thought it was the coolest thing. To me, it was like magic. And they always say that you can develop your intuition. Everybody's intuitive, and it's true. And, you know, you can develop it. And I started out, I think, being like most people, not knowing if I had intuition, am I intuitive? But I was so enthralled with getting that magic. You know, if I could know what's going to happen, if I know the best direction to go in, I could just live this better life. And so I wanted to study about it. And, you know, you're talking about my background in engineering and psychobiology. I'm just this, I am the consummate student where I'm always studying. I just want to know how things work. And I found when you learn how things work, you can use it for yourself. And here we are, intuition. You can, everybody's intuitive. So I thought, well, let me try. So I went out and I started to study. And it was just purely out of my own curiosity. And I started to work at it and started to get into more of the metaphysical side, because that's where a lot of this kind of work is in terms of learning. And I learned how to be a really good intuitive reader. And that was my surprise. I wasn't intending to be one, but it got to the point where I was actually, you know, I was working with it and trying it out, and I read for the public, and I became a sold-out reader. And I was pleasantly surprised that it started to work for me. And it got to the point where at one point, as time went by, I actually, my intuition saved my life. Mm. And that was like, at that point, it was like, oh my gosh. And, you know, this stuff really, really works. And I'll share with you the quick story of what happened.
Love to hear it. That was my next question.
Okay.
You got to share.
Okay. So this was, you know, I was, it was in the summer. It was actually the end of the summer. And I got the flu, which is a weird time to get the flu. And I had this low-grade fever, and but, you know, wasn't going away. And as time went by, a couple of weeks into it, I started to get these bouts of shaking, and my heart would race, and I'd feel like I was going to pass out when I was lying down. Mm. And I thought that was really weird. Yeah. It was odd. And I didn't know what to do, but I just kind of ignored it. And then one night, it got so bad that I couldn't stop shaking, and so I went to the hospital. And they took some blood, and they said, oh, you know, you've got some bacteria in your blood, but you're not shaking now. Just go home, see your doctor, who I did. And he gave me some, what all doctors do, they give you antibiotics.
Right.
I took the antibiotics, and it didn't help.
Mm.
And I ended up going back in the hospital again, and I said, you know, it got worse. It got to the point where I was short of breath. My heart was racing. My hands turned white. And so what is this? And the doctor said, oh, that was fear. You were just afraid. And I said, no, I wasn't. This is something really not right. I know when, you know, I don't usually shake and get this when I'm afraid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me home again.
Oh, my gosh.
And wow. at this point, I turned to my intuition. I said, I got to do, this is not, what do I do?
Right. Something's happening here.
Right. Something is not right. And you know, we all have that feeling, mm-hmm. but this was pretty strong. And my intuition said, you'll be okay if you find a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was Friday night.
Right. How's that going to happen?
All right. Okay. How am I going to find a doctor? Well, I tried and I started calling around. Some doctors had Saturday hours, but I didn't have a doctor, you know, a specialist, and mm-hmm. nobody called me back. And so finally, I turned to my intuition and said, what should I do? And my intuition drew me to take this book off the shelf, which was actually a book on how to find the best pediatrician. Now, it's a little odd.
I'm thinking, why do I need a pediatrician?
Okay, but I feel like I have to read this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to read this. So I'm reading the book, and, you know, I'm going through it, and, of course, sentence after sentence was saying pediatrician, pediatrician, pediatrician. I stopped, and I thought, wait a minute. My pediatrician is a friend of mine, and he lives down the street. Now, maybe he knows somebody. So I call him up. I go to pick up the phone, and just as I'm ready to dial, my intuition says to me, he's away on vacation. He'll be back later today. Leave a detailed message.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, so I dial. He's not home, so I left a detailed message. He calls me back later that evening, and he says, immediately, I just came back from vacation. I know what you need to do. I'm going to have you see an infectious disease specialist. He will see you tomorrow.
Wow.
Need to go. And I went. And the doctor took more blood, and he found out that I had a heart infection. And that was really, and then he put me in the hospital.
Wow. So as you were saying that, that's what I kept hearing. I kept hearing, this is heart related. Like, she's got something
yes.
really deep here. You know, this is
mm-hmm.
heart related. How amazing, how amazing that you trusted that and really went with, I mean, just reading the book instead of
saying...
I know.
Wait, why should I be reading this book? I don't know. I got to read this book.
I don't need a pediatrician.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but if you wouldn't have followed that, you would have never thought to yourself even, oh, my God, okay, hey, my friend is a pediatrician. I'm just going to, you know, get rid of the middleman here and call him.
Right, exactly.
And,
you know, the other thing, too, is I found out that, heart infection, endocarditis is very, very serious, and
mm-hmm.
people die quickly from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the scary part. And, you know, if I had waited a little bit longer, it would have been really bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, that saved my life. And, you know, I'm glad that I had the ability to turn to my intuition when I was in, you know, a bad situation,
mm-hmm.
and it guided me to finding the solution, to helping me. And that's now why I want to teach other people to develop their intuition.
Well,
if they need it for whatever it is, it doesn't have to be saving your life, but if you need it for your life, you know, you can do that. But, you know, other things in your life.
And they can be very simple things. You know, I have a similar story to yours in trusting my intuition, not health-related, but, you know, I think it was about 18 years ago, I had a house fire. And the night of my house fire, I remember thinking, something is really off tonight. I don't know what it is, but it's really, really off. I'm not going to get into this whole drawn out story because most of my listeners have already heard about my house fire. At any rate, something was off, and my kids and I ended up sleeping out in the living room. It was they're going back to school the next day. And during the middle of the night, we had a house fire, and it was over my daughter's bedroom. And had we slept in the living room that night, she would have been, I can't even get it out. She wouldn't have been with me today. So there is Besides your story and mine, there are hundreds of thousands of stories out there about people trusting their intuition, and sometimes even just in small things, you know, turning a, somewhere down a different path, you know, taking a different path and that kind of thing. I think it's really incredible and awesome that you went from that experience to wanting to share and teach others how to empower themselves by trusting their own intuition.
Oh, thank you. Well, and you know, what's interesting is I started out not being intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, I did all the, you know, the, I guess the...
The science-y things.
Yeah, I did that, and I even tried. I, you know, did the card thing with the, you know, the Zener cards, and I got them all wrong. And I, you know, I would try to use my intuition. It didn't work. So that's why I went and tried. I said, let me go study this and see, you know, what's it all about, rather than just trying it. And I found out a way, you know, after going to a lot of different teachers and courses and so on, and reading tons of books, both, you know, both in the metaphysical side as well as the science side, and put the pieces together. And I found a process that worked always. It worked for me. It works for students that I've taught, that where it's very tangible rather than the, you know, well, just sit there and connect and then wait for something to happen, which which is never really works.
Mm-hmm.
And it really worked. And, you know, it was exciting. And it was probably for me more exciting that other people could do it,
mm-hmm.
do this technique, do this method, and it worked for them.
Well, sure. I mean, it's validation of your own intuitive process and, you know, of coming to your own results. So, and we all, even though we may say we don't need that validation, in order to thrive, we need the validation that what we are doing is working.
Yes, yes. And I think also that it's the process is, you know, I don't want to, it's not just me, but it's really the process where
mm-hmm.
the technique was working. And
right.
And so what I, you know, and then I would go speak about it and teach through lectures and talks and so on. And people would go, wow, you know, this is really great. Where can we learn more?
Mm-hmm.
Do you suggest a book that we read? And I didn't have a book. And so that's how the bit
now
the
you
book
do.
Came about. Yeah.
And hey, this is a good time for me to say, listeners, I'm interviewing Lisa Kay, and we're talking about intuition and her book that she just mentioned, Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition you can trust. So from a science background or, you know, intellectual background, is there a brain science behind intuition?
Yes, there is, actually. And this is part of where I was able to put the psychobiology, which is the biological side of psychology, together with the intuitive psychic process, if you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that was what was fascinating to me, is that there are parts of our brain that work mm-hmm. in a very intuitive, characteristic way. So intuition, one of the myths that people have about intuition, the misconception, is that intuition should tell us this story, and it has to be very detailed, and it has to come, you know, kind of like a little narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It works in bits and pieces, and those little bits and pieces have characteristics of the part of our brain that's intuitive, which is the left side of our brain. So those things are in terms of looking, in terms of pictures,
mm-hmm.
in terms of an abstract idea, and it's a flash. It's a big concept at once. It's also the way our intuition will pick things up holistically, which means it sees the big picture. You know, those
right.
little games where it's like, what's you know, what's different in this picture?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what? How did this change? It's your left brain that knows, and your intuition works that way as well, and it works in symbols. Your left brain also works in symbols, and intuition works in symbols.
Mm.
And so when you put all those, and also because it's it has these abstract big concepts of the way that left brain works, is it's not sequential. It's just a big picture all of a sudden. You just know, I'm looking at a beach and people are out there, you know, on vacation. It's just thing, picture. And that's the language of intuition. That's the language of your left brain. And when you understand the language and the characteristics, it helps you know how your intuition is going to work in you. And when you recognize those characteristics, it's easier for you to tune into your intuition and know that it's talking to you. You know, a lot of times what people do is, all right, I'm going to use my intuition. I'll ask it to, tell me which job I should take. And then they're waiting for this voice to come out and tell you, well, you are this kind of person, and if you go and pick up this book and open it to page so-and-so, and you're going to see a job that's perfect for you that was listed, you know. And it doesn't work like that. And it works more like the left brain does. I hope that makes sense to you.
It does. So let's give an example of something that might come up if somebody was asking for a choice between two positions. You know, what is something that they might see or experience?
Well, here's a good one. I'll give you a little thing that happened to me. I was on a flight from Phoenix to New York, and my flight was delayed because I was flying through Dallas, and there were all these thunderstorms. And my flight was going to be delayed, and they said it might even be canceled. And I was like, "Oh, I don't know what to do. I want to get home." So we were. They gave me a choice to take another flight that goes to LA and then New York. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Wow, you know, that I don't know if I want to do that." And I would get home 5 hours later. And so what I did was I decided to get on the plane and chance it, and then we get on the plane, we're ready, and we're actually taxiing out. We're getting ready to get, you know, to take off.
On your original flight or the LA flight?
On my original flight.
Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, thank you.
So I decide, you know, let me chance it. I'll take that original flight, and we taxi out, and then the captain, we stop, and the captain comes on and says, "We got to go back to the gate. We're being delayed again."
Wow.
And I was like, this is really bad. And he said, "Now you have a choice. You can either get off, here's your AB, you can either get off the plane, get on another flight if you want, or stay on this one and chance it. The thing is, if you get off the plane, you can't get back on."
Mm.
So, you know, you really have to make that choice. So I said, "Oh, what am I going to do?" And I was like all like tense and, you know, kind of, you know, wanting to make sure I got home okay. All that emotion came up. So I thought, you know what, let me use my intuition. But what I'm going to do is, I knew I was too emotional to try to pick up, my intuitive
cues.
Yeah. So what I did was I used a tool. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things I teach. I teach intuition tools. And so what I did was I took out the magazine. You know, they always have the magazine on the plane. Mm-hmm. And I turned it to the map that was on there. And I asked my intuition, "Show me what the best way is to go home. Should I fly through Dallas? Or should I fly through L.A.?" And I looked at the map, and I looked at the cities. And as I'm looking at the cities, Dallas seemed to be darker and clearer to me on the page. And it was a flash. I thought, okay, let me go with that. Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't you know it, we actually, the weather cleared, and we were able to go through Dallas and go home. And I got home on time.
That gave me chills from head to toe. That's awesome. And what a great tool that you've been able to develop for yourself, you know, to just reach for something.
Yes, and that's one of many tools. And it's a great way when you have tools like that to work with your intuition to help, you know, get those flashes, whether it's an image or whether it's a word or a feeling. It gets you out of your ego space. It gets you out of your thinking mind so that it's easier for you to tune into it.
And where does that information come from?
Well, I say we don't know.
That's what I usually say too. I'm not sure. Somewhere that, other than me.
It's somewhere. It's we don't know. And science doesn't know. And psychology doesn't really know. And that's actually the definition of intuition. Intuition is knowing without knowing how you know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I
how
always,
much
I,
more simple than that does it get, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what I say is it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Where it comes from, as long as it's always working for you and you're tapping into it. So I like to believe personally that it's coming from outside of me, mm-hmm. that it's coming from my higher self, from my guides, my angels, that energy, that universal consciousness that I can tap into, mm-hmm. Which I do believe, you know, we do get information there. And that's what I like to believe. But, it, you know, it could be, I think it's a combination of that and perhaps, you know, the part of you that's the wiser part of you, which may be, you know, sometimes how you feel like, sometimes you're like, wow, I came up with a great idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be, you know, that there is this wiser part of you that is in your brain that you're not always tapping. Well, you know, what's in the other 90% of your brain?
Right.
We don't know.
Right. We don't know.
I think it's a combination of that, and maybe that other 90% is tapping into the, you know, the wiser universal consciousness. Right?
Well, and I love the story of how you developed the book, you know, that people kept asking for, mm-hmm. is there something I can read? Is there something I could do? And no, there's not, but now there is.
Yes,
there you know, is. that's pretty awesome. And is there... Is there a formula or a knowing for people to just trust it and not trust that it's make-believe junk coming from anywhere, nowhere?
Ah, that's probably the, $64,000 question. Probably now it's more like $2
million. Right.
But everybody asks, how do I know that it's my intuition talking to me and I'm not making it up, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's the question you're asking.
Yes, absolutely.
And the answer to that is, like anything, you have to, I think two parts to it. Number one is you have to have a tangible technique.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a process that is, that you can, a stepwise process that you can follow.
Mm-hmm.
You do this, and then you do that, and then you do this, and then you get a result. And, you know, that comes from the science thing. And then people have something they can practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's just sit there and wait for something to appear to you, that doesn't work for anybody. It didn't
mm-hmm.
work for me. The other thing is then you have to practice it.
Yes.
And because it's like, I call it like learning a sport or learning a physical skill. I say, don't practice tennis in the dark.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means you have to have a process that you're present. You see what's going on when you hit the ball. You do it. You stand this way and you hit the ball, and then you can see where the ball is going, and then you can tell whether you did it right or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. If it's in the dark, you don't know where the ball went, so you don't know whether your results were right or not. So when you're practicing, you have to practice something with something that is a good intuition exercise that you can validate the results of. So one practice would be, say you're going to use your intuition to determine, say, what your boyfriend or your spouse had for lunch today. That's a good exercise because you can validate the answer. Later you can ask them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, well, I'm going to ask my intuition what my favorite movie star had for lunch today, well, that's a bad one because you can't validate the answer because
right.
you can't call them up and ask.
Unless you're their assistant or something, then maybe. But
how
many millions of celebrities are there out there, right?
Right. So it's have a technique and practice it, and then you get to practice using, you know, a good exercise, you know, or the right way to practice. And then when you do that over and over again, you're going to go, oh, I see how my intuition gives me information. That time I got it right, it was an image that popped up in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a flash. Or I heard a word, right? Or I had this feeling.
Right.
And then you start to know how your intuition interacts with you.
Yeah, and I think that's key. You know, it kind of goes back to what you said in the beginning, that you're not going to get this movie that plays out and shows you everything. You're going to get short cues or short images, or as you just said, a feeling or a sense, you know, a sense of knowing. You're not going to get this movie that plays out in front of you, at least not the majority of people. You know, I teach shamanic journeying, and I get, when I'm meditating, I get some incredible stuff. Most people don't, especially in the beginning. And I love that you've offered a tool for people to really tap in and trust that intuitive process. Well, we are down to the wire here. In just a second, one of my favorite producers, Nate, here is going to start saying, okay, it's time to hit the stop button.
That went fast.
I know, it goes so fast. And you're amazing. You know your subject so well, and I really appreciate that. I love for my guests to leave the listeners with something they can take out into the world to elevate their soul or, you know, empower themselves in some way, shape, or form. What would that be for you, Lisa?
Well, I'd like everybody to know that you are intuitive. Everyone is very, very intuitive, and that you just have to develop it. You have to go out and actually work on it, and you can be super intuitive.
Thank you, and thank you so much for being here today. Listeners, all of Lisa Kay's information is available on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio.